Jemina the Mountain Girl by F. Scott Fitzgerald. Narrated by Kenneth Elliott. This don't pretend to be literature. This is just a tale for red-blooded folks who want a story and not just a lot of psychological stuff or analysis. Boy, you'll love it. Read it here, see it in the movies, play it on the phonograph, run it through the sewing machine. A Wild Thing. It was night in the mountains of Kentucky. Wild hills rose on all sides. Swift mountain streams flowed rapidly up and down the mountains. Jemina Tantrum was down at the stream brewing whiskey at the family still. She was a typical mountain girl. Her feet were bare, her hands large and powerful, hung down below her knees. Her face showed the ravages of work. Although but 16, she had for over a dozen years been supporting her aged pappy and mappy by brewing mountain whiskey. From time to time, she would pause in her task, and filling a dipper full of the pure, invigorating liquid would drain it off, then pursue her work with renewed vigor. She would place the rye in the vat, thresh it out with her feet, and in 20 minutes the completed product would be turned out. A sudden cry made her pause in the act of draining a dipper and look up. "Hello," said a voice. It came from a man clad in hunting boots reaching to his neck who had emerged. "Can you tell me the way to the Tantrum's cabin?" "Are you ones from the settlements down there?" She pointed her hand down to the bottom of the hill where Louisville lay. She had never been there but once, before she was born. Her great-grandfather, old Gore Tantrum, had gone into the settlements in the company of 2 marshals and had never come back. So the Tantrums, from generation to generation, had learned to dread civilization. The man was amused. He laughed a light tink.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?